TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.
Do I drive you crazy with my one word answer? Do I test your patience with my stubborn silence? Do you really want to know what's on my mind? Well, here I go again, spoiling paradise. And I'm so caught up making sure you stay forever that I forgot to love the time we spent together. I just want to breathe in, stop second guessing. Look at your smile, take it in. Try to relax in, live in the moment. And all that we've got to believe in. The future's just a promise that may change with the weather. The past is just a photo book, still I'm chasing forever. Why do I get so close? Something I've already found. All we really have is love. Sunshine. Try to make it last while I know you're still mine. And I'm scared to show the fragile feeling that we live on with all my frustrations. High expectations, take it as it comes. What I've got with you is as good as it gets. Wanna look back at the chance and regret. I just wanna breathe in, stop second guessing. Look at you smile and take it in. Try to relax and live in the moment. It's all that we've got to believe in. The future's just a promise that may change with the weather. The past is just a photo book, still I'm chasing forever.
Radio 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 is a social lab. Happy Monday to you. All we really have is now again. Antoinette Smith, the 904, here in the social lab. 604 out west. What's going on, everybody? We made it out of a week into another week. Hope you had a good weekend. Did you do anything special over the weekend? I did nothing special. I pretty much sat around, caught up on Netflix and some of my favorite Prime movies. That kind of weekend for me. Trying to get caught up because I'm totally exhausted. God damn it, from all of this travel. Before I continue to go on a rant, let me welcome the crew, or at least the crew that's here, all the way live from the other side of the ATL. Give it up, Hot Chocolate. What's going on?
Yo, yo, and a third yo to all of my people out there in TM Hama Radio Land and Social Lab. It's popping. Happy Money Monday to everyone. I hope it was profitable, productive, positive. Three P's for today.
No doubt. No doubt. I'll tell you something that I saw earlier that, like, man, you know, I really don't know how to feel about it. And so we'll save it for Wednesday. But just don't know how to feel about it. Clearly, marriage is a tough, you know, situation. Nobody ever, I've never heard any married person say marriage is the easiest thing ever.
Never
said,
in life.
Said no one ever. Ever. That marriage is the easiest thing ever. But I read something earlier that just was like, you know, for me, I'm not married, you know, and I do believe that if I had been married prior to now, I would probably be divorced because, you know, my mind just, you know, was not there prior to like where I am today. I don't think marriage is for everyone. Everyone has not been called to be married, first of all. And I think sometimes it takes you a couple of rounds before you get it right. Meaning, you know, it takes a marriage of two or three. In some instances, you know, some folks have been married, you know, four and five. Hey, no judgment, right? But you marry someone, there's a few vows that go along with it. Specifically, the one that sticks out for me, for better or for worse. Like, you know, other vows stick out for other people, like for rich or for poor. You know, some people focus on that thing that says, to death do us part. You know, it seems to hell out of some people, right? But for me, like, you know, for better or for worse, if you get sick or if your spouse gets sick, like, are you just able to walk away from them in the midst of their sickness? And this is not tonight's show. Right? Tonight's show is there's a plan. For you specifically, there is a plan. It's Mentoring Monday, and we'll get into it here shortly. But if you had a spouse or a significant other, you know, I'll even extend it out to a significant other, but preferably a spouse, and they got, like, extremely sick. And in the midst of becoming sick, right, some people get, like, you know, ornery. You know, you ever heard anybody, you know, say this ornery old person? You know,
yes.
You know, when people get sick, be it young or old, when people get sick, they get ornery, right? You know, they might even come back with you, yo, black greasy bastard. You know, they crazy stuff, right? You know, make you want to say, yo, handicapped witch. You know. But would you get to the point in the midst of it all where you would just leave their asses, like, right where they are, like, you know, do for yourself. I'm sick of this. You one evil son of a gun. I mean, does it really get that bad? Can it really get that bad?
I'm being very interesting speak.
Couple have separated, you know, and one is trying to get over cancer, you know, but wife just up left, like, no, you way too mean, you way too nasty, you way too disrespectful. What?
See, that's a whole another ball of wax. Yeah, but that's the in sickness,
for better or for worse,
in sickness and health.
In sickness and in health. What
that's a whole different ball game.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk
being
about
mean and sick are two different things. Yeah, that's going to be very interesting, and I'm sure the
in sickness
conversation
and
will be
in
insightful.
Health, to death do us part, for better
mm-hmm.
or for worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what you committed to. You know, I don't know. I don't know. We'll get into it on Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday, right here at the Social Lab. You know, join us right back. Tonight's topic, there is a plan for you. Last few weeks, we've been talking about the millionaire mindset, and how important mindset is. Purpose has been a discussion that has come out of that. We talked about purpose a couple times over the last few weeks. And, you know, it's my belief that all of us have experienced some type of sudden disappointment or unexpected event in our life. Again, you know, we're talking about, you know, sometimes you're up in your health and sometimes people have health scares and health crises that come out of nowhere.
Right.
And, you know, it's a part of life. And, you know, when terrible things happen, we often declare, you know, well, that's life. And you know, as though disappointments and, you know, headaches are really the toe sump of our existence. And we know for a fact it is not. You know, tonight I want to talk about or help encourage some folks, you know, and let God let you know that God has a plan for you, that there is a plan for you. But are you paying attention? Are you balanced in your perspective? Do you see the glass as half full or do you see the glass as half empty? Often we miss the roses and only see the thorns in life. We take for granted the warmth of the sun and get depressed by, you know, the frequency of the rain or the snow, right? I mean, we ignore the sounds of life in the nursery with the babies, right? Because we're preoccupied by the sounds of the sirens outside of the hospital window.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying, folks. You got to get into life. You got to lean into life a little bit. You know, yeah, God has a specific purpose for each and every one of us that he will carry through. But, you know, you have to lean in to what it is that God is doing in your life. You have to recognize that the plan is not aligned to one simple thing. Our journey cannot be only one thing. Right. Or be one thing. Well, our journey cannot be one only of mistakeable blessings. You know, I think we think of, you know, things should go smooth. Things should be right in our minds or in our opinions. And you know, life is about a path of ease. And that's when we kind of go off track. You know, it's my belief that often we give up right before we're about to get blessed. We give up right before we reach that breakthrough, which is right around the corner. Because guess what? Nothing worthwhile comes easy. You have to allow God to be God in your life. You must follow him, you know, for who he is and for what he intends. And not for what you want and what you prefer. There is a plan for you. But most of the time, we focus on what we want and not necessarily what we need. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We want to talk to some people about purpose. Do you know your purpose? Are you walking out your purpose? Are you living in your purpose? You know, this is certainly not. If you went to church yesterday, good. You know, we're going to make you feel a little better about some of what you learned yesterday. But if you didn't go to church yesterday, good. We're going to take you to church today.
Today.
You know, today on a Monday, right? Make you feel good with the fact that, listen, God has not brought you this far just to leave you in the middle of the ocean.
Amen.
You know, he could have killed you a long time ago. If he wanted you dead, Amen. If he didn't care about you, listen, you would have been out of here a long time ago. It's some folk, you know, who was valuable in the kingdom who not here no more, right? But you still here. So, listen, you got a purpose. You know, he trying to do something with your life, but what are you trying to do with your life? We're going to share a couple of scripture that you can actually hold on to on a Monday. Scripture on a Monday, some of my favorite that will encourage you in reference to your purpose. Ephesians 2:10. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared to do good work, and God prepared us in advance to do. So he knew us before we even got here, and we were created to do good work. So if you're still walking the face of the earth, listen, there's some good work that God expects you to do, and my question is, when are you going to get to it? I often ask people about their purpose, and people really don't know. They can't speak to it. However, people can tell me, like, things that they'd like to accomplish, things that they'd like to do. I'm thinking, is that not your purpose?
Your purpose.
In the earth, or a part of your purpose? Certainly it is. When are you going to get to it? Here's another one. Psalm 138:8. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hand. Don't give up. Do not abandon the works of your hand. That's what I get out of that particular scripture. There's a purpose in your life. The Lord loves you, and he will help to see whatever it is that you are destined to do. He'll help you to see it done. He'll help you to see it out. He'll help you to see it come to pass. But you can't give up. Going back to how we kind of give up before we get blessed, or we give up like right before we're about to reach our blessings. You know, you cannot abandon your hand to the work.
And I think that is, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think that's
true with
anything, with large issues or tasks or small issues or tasks, it's one of the same. Don't give up until, you know, right before you're getting ready to get your breakthrough.
I think if people knew that their breakthrough was so close, they wouldn't give up, right? But that's the thing. You know, sometimes you don't know that your breakthrough is like right on the other side of that barrier, of that obstacle,
right,
of that situation.
Right.
It's right on the other side of it.
A lot of us are so caught up in what we aren't able to accomplish as the big picture. We're not paying attention or focusing at all on the smaller tasks that we have accomplished on the road to achieving that larger goal.
Absolutely. It's so true. It's like the shadow in the dark. You know how the shadow in the dark is so terrifying. Sometimes you don't know what it is. The shadow of your shoe, you know, upside down in the corner, looks like a killer coming down the hallway with a knife. But it's actually your shoe in the corner with the heel sticking up, and you think somebody's coming down the hallway with a knife. And see, it's your mind. And sometimes we often allow our mind to create things that really don't exist. Doesn't even exist. And such is life. You know, when we get in difficult places, when we get in bad places sometimes, you know, we allow our emotions to dictate things in our mind that do not exist. And if you're going to walk out the plan that exists for you, if you're going to establish that plan that exists for you, you got to get your mind right. You got to get your mind right. And it starts with looking at the glass as half full versus half empty. Half full versus half empty. When you first heard that, what did that mean to you? Did that mean anything? And at what point did that resonate, half full versus half empty?
honestly, when first presented to me as a youth, it was a corny euphemism to me. As an adult, having experienced what I have, it definitely is a phrase that I can be encouraged by, most definitely, because it takes the energy out of, it takes the negative energy out of the situation when you look at the glass as half full. And learning that took a lot of time, number one. And number two, allowed me to grow literally as a person. Are you there, Kim?
I'm just talking up a song. On me, I often use it as a barometer. Thinking negative, am I thinking positive in a situation? Am I looking at the situation right? Is the glass half full or half empty in this situation? And so, you know, for me, it kind of serves as that gauge often, you know, to, okay, I'm looking negatively at this or am I looking positively at this? Because I always want to stay positive, because what you said is real. And people do, you know, initially, you know, like, oh, that's corny as hell. But the immaturity has everything to do with it. Maturity. But it certainly is helpful. What you said was real. It takes the stress out of situations when you look at things half full.
And it allows you to think clearer.
Absolutely. When it's always half empty, you know, you certainly carry in the weight of some stress unnecessarily when it's half empty. Half full is certainly the best view.
For sure.
Certainly the best view. There's a plan for you, ladies and gentlemen. What I would encourage anyone to do, and it seems like we're living in a time where more and more people are going to church less. But I would encourage anyone looking to really walk out purpose to find a local house of worship. Listen, it's not possible purpose and God not be in the midst. If, you know, if God is not in the midst, ultimately, I doubt if it's truly purposeful, because ultimately, you know, we were created by God to walk out our purpose. And so in order to understand it, to be tied up, tangled up in it, God has to be in the center. And so I would encourage anyone to find a house of worship, one, for encouragement, for inspiration, because one thing about purpose, it sounds wonderful, but, you know, it's not always easy to walk out purpose. Some of us have been called to do some very difficult things, and it is a part of purpose. And a lot of people, you know, kind of walk away from difficult things because they think purpose is supposed to be easy. Not at all. Purpose ultimately is tied to some type of service, and service is not always easy, because sometimes you got to serve difficult people. But there's lessons in any and every situation. You got to get the lessons out of it. Purpose.
And a part of understanding your purpose is knowing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think some people think, well, my purpose is to play in the NBA and to make a whole lot of money.
You know what it takes to get there?
That might be your purpose, but there you go. There's a road. There's a road to fame, and there's a road to fortune.
They see the end of the road. They don't see all the work that it took to get down the road.
in anything, you have to put in work. And in walking out your purpose, it's not excluded. You got to be willing to put in the work.
But that I can work guarantee in. You,
there's a plan for you. Be willing to put the work in, for mm-hmm. sure. There's certainly a plan for you. Have you found a house of worship in the ATL?
I have not. However, I have been invited to Ebenezer, and that's going to be my first ATL house of worship experience.
You mean Martin Luther King's Ebenezer?
Martin Luther King's Ebenezer.
Okay. Well,
our friend to the show, our friend Ron Du of Do You Entertainment actually invited me to go to church with him there.
Well, I have not been to Ebenezer Baptist Church, but I have certainly seen some online services at Ebenezer, and you know, it's some serious preaching go down in that church, as if Martin Luther King himself was still up in there.
If you're in town, come join us this Sunday. Do that. I know you have your home church, but you know.
Yeah, not quite sure I could do it this Sunday, but I would be certainly interested to attend Ebenezer. That's an honor. And to say that you have actually been to the Great Doctor's church, I think that's pretty
right.
cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. I'm excited. I'm excited.
The ATL has a ton of like really phenomenal churches. I attend a very small church out in Roswell, Bridge to Grace, which is, you know, I mean, it's really a cool, small, quaint church. But recently I've heard about Pastor Jamal Bryant taking over New Birth, where Bishop Eddie Long used to be with that whole controversial situation over there. So interested to see what the good Dr. Jamal Bryant brings mm-hmm. to the people of the ATL. Again,
we'll
folks, if you're looking to walk out your purpose, find a good house of worship, and don't go into the house focused on the people. Go into the house focused on the word of God and walking out the word of God in your life to become a better person. When you know better, you do better. Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses and get your mind right. This is the one thing that we should be really focused on in America in 2019. You know, where are you going to live and what are you going to do at retirement? You should be trying to make sure that your house is paid off and you don't have a mortgage and don't have to pay rent at retirement. That's what you should be trying to figure out and focus on. Because, see, if you focused on that, you wouldn't have time to focus on nobody and nothing else. See, if you make the main thing, you wouldn't be as distracted by all this stuff that really don't matter. There is a plan for you, but you got to focus on you to stay out of everybody else's damn business. We'll talk to you Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Get focused. We are that crew, that team, that network here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, for the General and Madam Fee. Ooh, sorry. Fee and Madam Boston. I combined them. I made them one. Y'all have a good night.
Good night, everybody. See him live. 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 See him live.